Okay. And so you would never like roll it out and people or something like that until you've done all this other, kind of testing. But the first question is, how do you find this thing in the first place, right? The design space of possible molecules is huge. And so just having a suggestion, here's a candidate, maybe it works. If you can do that more efficiently and it accelerates the process of drug discovery, then you still win. Okay, so that's kind of the idea. It's okay if the predictions are wrong, as long as it accelerates this discovery process, and then you confirm that it actually has those properties in the kind of old-fashioned way. The same sort of story is happening with materials science, that people are trying to come up with new materials that might be good for batteries or good for carbon capture or any of a number of, have some kind of desired material property. That's a very hard problem, and generative AI is accelerating that discovery process as well.